From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Good Wednesday. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says District Attorney Tom Durden has formally requested that the agency investigate the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. Two men shot and killed Arbery while he was jogging through a mostly white Brunswick neighborhood on February 23rd. The men, Gregory McMichael and Travis McMichael, have not been arrested or charged. They told police they suspected Arbery of recent break-ins in the neighborhood. Friends and family of Arbery say he enjoyed running and appeared to be out for a jog. Georgia's April tax revenue was down 36% from the same month last year. This is a concrete glimpse at the economic damage wrought by the coronavirus. Numbers out today show net April tax collections were down $1.3 billion from April of 2019. The state attributes the steep April drop to shifting tax payment deadlines due to coronavirus for things like motor vehicles, corporate taxes, and individual income taxes. Lawmakers drafting Georgia's 2021 state budget that starts in July say revenues could be down as much as $4 billion next fiscal year. More than a million absentee ballot applications have been approved for Georgia's June 9th primary election. And as GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, that number is expected to grow.
Nearly two-thirds of Georgia's 159 counties have processed more absentee requests than they had total voters in 2018's primary. One reason, the state mailed absentee ballot applications to 6.9 million active registered voters. Both the Democrats and Republicans plan to vote by mail because of the coronavirus and are doing so in higher numbers. Crowded primary elections for a U.S. Senate race and several U.S. House races are driving spikes in North Georgia and the coast. The million-plus application number should increase. Fulton County alone is working on a backlog of about 100,000 forms. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Atlanta United players are back on the field today. For the first time since the coronavirus pandemic shut down Major League Soccer, the team is holding three voluntary sessions daily with 6 to 7 players following strict social distancing guidelines. Major League Soccer has a league-wide moratorium on small group and full team training through Friday, May 15th. Atlanta's new Catholic Archbishop Gregory Hartmayer has been installed. The Mass was live-streamed today from Christ the King Cathedral in Buckhead. A number of priests and others watched from a social distance. Hartmayer previously led Savannah's Catholic Archdiocese. He replaces Archbishop Wilton Gregory, who took over as head of the church in Washington, D.C. For more of today's news, go to gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.